Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Coming up in about an hour, Joshua Briscoe is going to join us in studio. We are going to take your calls, read your texts, talk Chiefs, kind of a final appearance, at least for the next couple of weeks, with our guy, Joshua Briscoe. I want to play this audio for you guys again, and we'll dive into it a little bit deeper coming up on the other side. This is a report from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network about what the Ravens are looking for in their new head coach.
It did seem like a lot of the focus here was to find someone to reach Lamar, to invigorate Lamar, to find him, right? I mean, that's sort of what we're talking about here. I'm not saying that it was like they chose a coach over the quarterback, or they chose a quarterback over the coach. It's not like that. It's just which coach can come in and get the absolute most out of the two-time MVP that just had a weird year, and a year where a lot of people in the building were wondering, like, is Lamar okay? What's wrong with him? How can we get to him? The goal for the new leader of the organization is find someone who can get the absolute most of their superstar talented quarterback.
So that was Ian Rappaport talking about the Baltimore Ravens. We'll go through the odds here coming up in a little bit and who Vegas thinks are most likely to end up taking that position. But what I want to talk about first is this. I would say the three most disappointing teams in the league are as follows. Kansas City gets the gold medal. I would say that the Ravens get the silver medal and the Lions get the bronze medal. These are three teams that all had Super Bowl aspirations. All three of those teams outright missed the postseason. There is not a team you can suggest to me that was more disappointing than those three teams. Two of those teams have already made, I would say, significant changes. The Baltimore Ravens just let go of their head coach. 2 years ago, they were in the AFC Championship game. Last year, they had a chance to go to another AFC Championship game if Mark Andrews catches the football. And this year, they had a little bit of a down year, but the Ravens have made the decision, yeah, this doesn't work for us anymore. We are going to part ways, and it was not mutual. They fired John Harbaugh on Monday. The Detroit Lions. Now, we knew they had some coordinator changes. Ben Johnson's gone. Aaron Glenn is gone. We knew it was going to be a little bit different in Detroit. It was a little bit different in Detroit. Fast forward. They gave their offensive coordinator 1 year. They fired their offensive coordinator this year. Their offense really wasn't the problem this year. I mean, it wasn't the same offense it was with Ben Johnson, but their offense is not why they missed the postseason this year. They gave their offensive coordinator one season. They fired him. They're now looking in another direction. Two of the three most disappointing teams have already made a significant change. I think we're all kind of waiting to see what that change could be for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, as we talked about this week, Matt Nagy is not under contract. So you don't have to fire Matt Nagy. The Lions would have had to fire their offensive coordinator. The Chiefs don't have to fire their offensive coordinator. His contract is gone. You can just make the decision to not renew when it comes to him. And right now, there are more teams that are asking to talk to Matt Nagy. The Cardinals have requested an interview. The Titans have requested an interview. And the Raiders have requested an interview. I mean, three teams. Now, these are not the premier jobs in the league by any means. But the Raiders are going to have the number one overall pick. Makes sense to me why you would talk to a former quarterback, offensive coordinator, offensive mind type. And you would have to assume, if the Raiders are interested, Brady also gave this his sign of approval. Like, Tom Brady wants to be a part of the process of talking to Matt Nagy. Arizona, they're looking for a new coach and quarterback combination, now moving off of Kyler Murray. The Titans, they have the former number one overall pick in Cam Ward. They're looking to go in a different direction. Hey, teams that are making quarterback changes or are in a position to do something at quarterback are talking to Matt Nagy. I just don't think he's coming back. But I do think we're all sitting around and kind of waiting. I guess the theme of the segment we're talking about with the Royals, we're kind of in the same boat too with the Chiefs, and it's early on in the process. So I understand I'm not expecting something to happen immediately, but we saw what the change was with the Ravens. I assume they're going to continue to make more changes. If you fire your head coach, you're getting a new OC. You're getting a new defensive coordinator. That guy's going to want to bring in his own staff. If you have an offensive coordinator, you got to let that guy also work with some people that he wants to work with. That's part of it. Hey, what running back coach do you want? What wide receiver coach do you want? I mean, if you're about to go in a completely different direction, offensive coordinator, it's not just we change out Matt Nagy, but we bring everybody else back. No. If this is my side of the ball, or I have some input, or I have some say, you got to also let me be part of the hiring process of guys that I want around me and guys that I think can help get the most out of my ability. So we've already seen two of these three teams announce what their major change is. I think we're waiting to see here in the next couple of days what that change could quite possibly be for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I agree with your premise. I worry, and maybe this is me just being a worrier, I worry that if it hasn't happened yet, is it going to happen? Because on the text line says, hey, I'm just tuning in. You guys talking about how the fact that Chiefs need to fire Dave Tobe. You're seeing coordinator firings in the NFL. It's Wednesday after the season
left
ended.
And right, that's it's happening.
Like, Andy Reid, we carried the press conference on Monday at 3. He talked about how they finished player exit interviews, and then they were going to pivot to coach exit interviews. Matt Nagy, we know, I believe Dan Orsini had the report, maybe Jordan Schultz, I apologize, had the dates at which Matt Nagy will be interviewing for other people. It's tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Yeah. So he clearly ain't in the building Friday, Saturday, you know, Sunday. So the Lions finished their exit interviews. They fired the OC. The Ravens finished exit interviews. They fired the head coach. We've seen other coordinators across the league. The Cowboys fired Matt Eberflus. Like, this is happening a lot of places. It's Wednesday. I'm not saying it can't happen tomorrow, Friday. It might even happen next week. I don't know when or if it happens, but as time continues to march on and we don't get a press release or an Ian Rapoport report that, hey, you know, the Chiefs have decided to move on from Dave Tobe. Hey, the Chiefs are making some staff changes. The following assistant coaches aren't coming back. Every day that we don't get that report, I get more and more hesitant to believe that we're going to get that report. So I do think the Chiefs need to make big changes, but they haven't made them yet. And as time marches on, it becomes more concerning they haven't made those changes.
So let's go through the Baltimore Ravens and right now what the gambling odds say in terms of who their next head coach can be. Right now, the favorite for the Ravens job is Chris Shula. He is the defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams. Jesse Minter is second on this list. He is the defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Chargers. Cliff Kingsbury is number 3, Brian Flores is number 4, and Kevin Stefanski. Those are the top 5 right now for the Baltimore Ravens. I think Brian Flores and Kevin Stefanski make a lot of sense. If you are the Ravens, and I think it's different with Cliff Kingsbury, he has former experience, but he didn't have a lot of success where he was. I don't know if in this very critical juncture with the Ravens, I don't know if you can have a guy that is also learning on the fly. Like, I don't know if you're the Ravens and you're going to go into next year with Super Bowl aspirations. Tennessee is not going into next season with Super Bowl aspirations. They're hoping to improve. Arizona is not going into next season with that thought process. Tennessee, those teams are not going into it. The Raiders. That is exactly what the Ravens will have next year. hey, we got Lamar, we got Derrick Henry, we got this, we got this. Hey, we think we are ready to get back to where we're supposed to be and compete. I think you got to hit the ground running. I don't know if you can now hire a coach who has no previous experience. I just don't know if you can do that while the clock is ticking with Lamar Jackson. So I'm looking at their situation. I think you're going with the guy who has previous experience. I think you're going with a Brian Flores, and you're trying to bring in a very high-powered offensive coordinator. Flores handles the defense. That coordinator handles the offense and works one-on-one with Lamar. I could see in that being that power structure. Or Kevin Stefanski. You think he's the best quarterback guru out there. You think he makes a lot of sense to kind of push your offense forward. Maybe you keep Todd Monken and they work together and they do that. But just looking at the Ravens, I would be surprised if they go with the first-time head coach. I just don't think that's where they are.
I agree, and I'm surprised Kevin Stefanski's not a bigger favorite there. Because Kevin Stefanski is a guy who, outside of the last 2 years in Cleveland, was getting the most out of the talent in Cleveland. And I know that we make fun of the Browns. They had Miles Garrett and basically nothing else. They were a playoff team a couple of years ago with Joe Flacco at quarterback. Like, before they traded for Misty and Nasty Man, that was an organization you felt like, oh, Kevin Stefanski's got something going. He won a playoff game with Baker Mayfield, who at the time we thought, oh, Baker's kind of a bust. Like, I'm surprised an offensive guy who has head coaching experience in the division, and will have seen Lamar a lot and maybe understands Lamar, I'm surprised he's not a bigger favorite, because he would check the box of a guy who has experience offensive the ball and, in theory, you believe has a chance to connect, invigorate, and reach Lamar Jackson. I'm surprised he's not the leading candidate in the clubhouse.
Let's talk more about this coming up on the other side, because I wonder if I am missing something with Matt Nagy that maybe you guys are noticing a little bit differently. We'll get to that coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, so I want to read to you guys a tweet that came across my timeline from friend of the show, Brandon Kiley, and we're working on getting him on the show to talk about this tweet. So there was a conversation that was going on social media, and I don't need to read the entire conversation, but BK sent this out and said, "These are my two cents. I think Nagy is a bad fit as the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs. They need new ideas, and he doesn't provide. I also think that he's a pretty decent head coach given his relative success with the Bears. Both things can be true, especially in a brutal head coaching market that is coming up this offseason." I want to talk to BK about this a little bit more, but maybe I am too close to the situation, and I know that I've had a little bit of an about-face on Matt Nagy. I did think that the conversation at the beginning of the season was a little bit harsh, and we were trying to figure out what was going wrong. And the first person to always blame, just like the hitting coach and the pitching coach, when a baseball season is going awry, if they're the two easiest people to point to. I thought we were doing that also with the offensive coordinator. But now we sit here and the season is over and we are pointing at what are the necessary changes that you need, that you feel you need to make as an organization. To me, it starts with the offensive coordinator for a team that we think is just underperformed throughout the duration of that guy's contract. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at Nagy's time in Chicago. And I'm wondering, I'm like, was he really that great of a head coach? His first year was phenomenal. They went 12-4. They lost in the first round of the playoffs, even though they went 12-4. Rob, after that, they went 8-8. They went 8-8 in the COVID season. In the COVID season, they went 8-8. No fans, no nothing. 8-8. I don't even know if that was a real football season. The numbers were all out of whack. There's no fan. It's just, it was a crazy year. They went 8-8. They made the playoffs at 8-8. They made the playoffs at 8-8 and lost in the first round of the wild card round. They then went 6-11 the next year, and then he got fired. So he had that first dynamite, boom, shot out of the cannon like a rocket year. They went 500 for back-to-back seasons. They then missed the playoffs. Andy, doing what a good friend does, went out and saved him immediately. He was a failed head coach. Hey, this is what you do. We'll bring you in. You'll be an assistant. You'll be a quarterback coach. We got an offensive coordinator here, but we'll bring you to the staff. And if something opens up, we'll call you. Well, something opened up. Eric Bieniemy moved on. They then moved Matt Nagy into that seat, and their offense has underperformed the last couple of years. I don't see Matt Nagy as really that great of a candidate. I would be upset if I was the Arizona Cardinals and that's the hire that we made. Sometimes I think we put a lot of stock in making a bowl game or making the NCAA tournament or making the playoffs. Everybody makes bowl games. You going 6-6 and making a bowl game, that is not that impressive to me. Going 8-8 in the COVID season, making the playoffs with the Bears and losing in the first round, that's just not super impressive to me. He hasn't done anything very impressive to me in the last 5 years, whether it was as the Chiefs offensive coordinator or his final three seasons with the Chicago Bears. We're talking 6 years of work history. For the life, I do not understand what makes Matt Nagy a great candidate to be a head coach of the National Football League. Other than previous head coaching experience, which obviously matters, that is a plus. I don't know what makes Matt Nagy a new hot candidate where right now there's, what, 8 openings? 3 of the openings want to talk to him. I would be very upset if my favorite team hired Matt Nagy to be their OC.
So, by the way, I've talked to BK. He'll be on the show in about 10 minutes. We can talk to him more about this. I wonder if his point about the bad coaching market is the real key here. Because let's take Matt Nagy out of the equation. We talked about this yesterday when the Ravens job became available. Who are the it names right now? Because like last year, there were a lot of names. It was Ben Johnson. It was even Vrabel. Kellen Moore, yeah, Vrabel. Sure. Like it was, oh man, it was a hot coaching search. This year, who are the hot names? Vance Joseph, who I believe has been a head coach, failed. Matt Nagy is one of them. Head coach, failed. There's... trying to think here. There's Steve Spagnuolo, who's been a head coach. And let's be honest, Steve Spagnuolo failed as a head coach. Like, There's not the wave of trendy, hot, oh, can't miss names. Like, the best teams' coordinators aren't really popping like that. I guess the Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter is a big name, but, you know, he's an unproven commodity, and he's a defensive coordinator. So I'm curious to talk to BK about this because I want to know what his thoughts are, but I wonder if a lot of the reason why Matt Nagy is having an element of buzz is because of the very depressed coaching market. And at this time last year, when you could argue he was a more viable candidate, he was not considered by anyone because the market was just better. I think this is just one of those, you know, it's about the draft. Like, there's just some years it's a bad year to have a top pick in the draft. This might be a bad year in your head coach because there isn't just some hotshot name.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think it kind of depends on who you are, sort of what you're looking for. I also just think in those years, like, it's a little bit of a cop-out. For the Detroit Lions, the Lions did not get a hotshot premium name we all were sitting here talking about. The Detroit Lions hired the New Orleans Saints tight end coach. That's what Dan Campbell was before he took over as the Lions head coach. You would not be excited if your team hired Dan Campbell, but it was new. It was fresh. He fit the culture of what the Lions needed. He made great coordinator hires, and now look at what the Lions have turned into over the last four or five seasons or so. So I do think it's important. Just because you don't hit a home run hire kind of conversation, it doesn't mean that you didn't hire a very successful head coach. We can think of plenty of examples. There was a time where Todd Haley was the hot shot coach to go get. He was the offensive coordinator for a team that went. Everybody loved Todd Haley. He was Kevin Stefanski. He was the hot name that was out there. He was not a successful head coach, not at all. So I hear what you're saying, that at least in terms of name, in terms of sizzle, that doesn't appear to be that candidate that's out there. But that doesn't mean that you can't hire a good coach if you're looking for somebody right now. And that's where, I guess, back to the Matt Nagy point is, I just think these teams just need some imagination. They need some creativity. Like, if you're hiring Matt Nagy because he got a Mitch Trubisky-led team to an 8-8 record in the COVID year and they made the playoffs because of it, you deserve whatever happens with that hire. And when that hire doesn't work in 3 years, I don't want you to look around and be like, oh, how do we not know? All of the information is right there that he was not a great head coaching option to me.
I also think, maybe I'm thinking too much about this. The text line's weird because, like, 20 minutes ago, everyone was fired Matt Nagy. He stinks. Now there's a surprising amount of people in the text like, well, it's impossible to win in Chicago. He had Mitch Trubisky. He took the job in Chicago knowing he had Mitch Trubisky. And also, I know Mitch Trubisky is not worthy number two overall pick. They should take him Patrick Mahomes, blah, 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 blah. Let's not talk about Mitch Trubisky like he's Chris Oladokun or he's Shane Buechele or he's, we've seen Mitch Trubisky is a totally, if the Chiefs sign Mitch Trubisky as their backup quarterback next year and I make a spot start or two, you could win with Mitch Trubisky. I don't think he's a full-time starter in the league, but there's a weird amount of
you could definitely Nagy make the playoffs with Mitch Trubisky. You can 100% make the playoffs.
There's a weird amount of Nagy apologists on the text line because of that, is my point.
Just like you can make the playoffs with Daniel Jones. You need to run the football successfully. You need to have a good defense. If the goal is just we need to be one of the top 14 teams in the league, Mitch Trubisky can get you to be one of the top 14 teams in the league. He can get you to be there. You got to do some other stuff right, but he could definitely get you there. That's why I just think we put too much stock on, oh, you made the postseason. 40% of the league makes the postseason. And then there's eight teams that have no chance of making because they're not even trying at quarterback. There's some teams doing way worse than Mitch Trubisky at quarterback. Yeah, Matt Nagy is not someone I would interview. I also think it's the where do you interview, what kind of organizations are interested. I'll be very curious to see if Baltimore interviews Matt Nagy. We think that's a great job. I think the Giants is a really, really strong job. Are the Giants interested in bringing in Matt Nagy? I would say of the options that are there, these are teams or organizations that I would consider to be on the low end. The Titans, the Cardinals, and the Raiders, who I think are trying to turn things around and they're being kind of proactive about it. But the Raiders haven't been good for 20 years. That's different than the Giants. That's very different than the Ravens situations.
I totally agree. I do think I would not want Matt Nagy. If I was a Titans, like, I'll cherry pick them. I don't know I would want Matt Nagy, but I could see a scenario where if I'm the Cardinals, I want the stabilizing force who did go to the playoffs twice for Mitch Trubisky and worked for Patrick Mahomes being a guy maybe in my building. I still wouldn't hire Matt Nagy because I feel like the disaster of this season lies at everyone's feet and he's one of those people, but I could see a scenario where if you're a Cardinals fan or you're a team with an existing underachieving quarterback, you sell yourself as a fan base on, hey, we are bringing him in to be the stabilizing force. Look, he was a stabilizing force earlier in his career with Mitch Trubisky. It wouldn't be me, but I don't think that's a crazy thought by someone to make that point.
We'll get back to the NFL here coming up in just a little bit. A ticket angel, this is beyond a ticket fairy, a ticket angel yesterday looked out for me and gave me two premium tickets to the KU game. I'm like, all right, I'll go. You know, it wasn't part of my evening plan. I had other plans. I moved things around. I am going to go to the KU game. And boy, did I make one of the best decisions I've made in a while.
Got to get it to somebody. Peterson.
He found him.
Oh, it's three foul shots. For the tie. Robinson. And Kansas pulls it out.
I know that we got BK coming up here in just a bit. I know that. Rob, I need you to explain to me why storming the court is such a bad thing. Because I know text line 913-586-7965. We don't storm the court. We're Kansas basketball. We are against storming the court. You're telling me that if your basketball team is down 15 with 5 minutes to go at the crib, your basketball team was down 11 with 3 minutes to go in the game, you're down double digits with a minute left in the game, your star player who just went over to the head coach and said, hey, take me out. Again, he does this every game. Your star player walked over to the head coach and said, hey, coach, I'm done for the day. I'm good. I'm all right. I'm hurt. That guy comes back into the game because it's so little time left. Like, all right, hey, you know what? I got you. He then comes in. There's not a single player on that court that I would have trusted to make those three free throws more than the guy that took the free throws. Rob, you were there. They weren't even, like, questionable. He didn't even get one to rattle. I mean, swish, swish, swish. It was impressive. Then I have no clue what happened. Texas Tech makes maybe the worst pass, or TCU makes the worst pass I have ever seen. And now Kansas, they get a chance to win the basketball game in regulation. They draw up the perfect play to get Darren Peterson open. If Darren Peterson had made that shot, you can run on the floor. I don't care what any KU fan tells you. Carrington is telling you, you have permission to run on the floor and celebrate it. Because the people that would have been most mad that you ran on the floor, they didn't go to the game when they had the chance. We came on this show and told you tickets were $10 yesterday. You had a chance to go to the game. You didn't go. I was also at the game. Half of you left the game early. Rob, tell me I'm lying. Half the people at the game left early. So now we're going to be mad if the kids had ran on the floor. We're Kansas. We don't storm the court. Run on the floor.
Is it just my rule?
Part of me wanted him to make it to see if the kids would have ran on the floor.
The kids would have run on the floor. They would have done that. My rule of thumb is you don't storm the court, rush the field if you're favored. That's just the rule I adhere to. Now, you know what happens in Lawrence and in Durham and in Chapel Hill? You're favored. You're the favorite more times than not at home. You're supposed to win. You're the better team. The same way in Columbus for football and in Tuscaloosa for football. You don't see Alabama winning a big game against Georgia and their fans rush the field. That's not a thing. If you go with the expectation of winning, you shouldn't be rushing the court slash field. It's why you see it a lot in Kansas football. No one expects them ever to win a game. So get on the field all the time. In basketball, hold yourself to a higher standard. So if Darren Peterson made that shot, A, I don't care about Travis Kelce's podcast. We would have led with that
100%.
Today.
We absolutely would have led if he had made that shot.
And two, those kids wouldn't have been on the floor because they know better. They're Kansas students.
Man, run on the floor, bro. Call BK, but run on the floor. all of the programs that feel like they're too uppity to run on the floor, those are the ones we don't like. It's supposed to be fun, right? It's college basketball. Let the college kids run on the floor for probably the most exciting regular season win that they're going to have. Kansas was down 15. Kansas was getting smoked in their building yesterday. I was there. I witnessed it. They were getting smoked. And those kids, the kids didn't leave early yesterday. No, they stayed and created a home field environment. It was the adults. It was the people telling you that you can't storm the court that was hating last night. Let those kids run on the floor. Kansas fans, you know what? Kansas fans would be happier people if they just let them people run on the floor. But no, you're too busy playing fan police. We're Kansas basketball. How dare we? No, run on the floor. I wanted him to make it to see what they were going to do. Because I saw the social media. I saw KU fans wondering the last time KU went to the NIT. Y'all was ready to give up on Kansas basketball last night. Y'all was on the brink of giving up on Kansas basketball. Now y'all too good to run on the floor. Shameful work. Let's go to the phone lines. BK, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Cito. What's good, man?
BK, tell me, you and I were arguing about this privately, and now I want to have this conversation publicly. This is just my feeling. This is my sense. I feel like you think that people are too hard on Matt Nagy. That's how our conversation came off to me.
Okay, two different things. OC of the Chiefs, I don't necessarily think he gets too much flack. I don't think he's the right guy for this job, certainly not at this particular moment in time. He doesn't have the answers that the Chiefs are in need of. That's a different conversation, though, than Matt Nagy as a head coach. I absolutely think he's getting too much flack as a head coach. Look at what he did when he was with the Chicago Bears with Mitchell Trubisky as his quarterback, man. Guys that have that amount of success with that level of quarterback, when we look back and we realize, oh, yeah, that quarterback was, like, not competent as a starter. Like, not just, like, was a fringe starter in the NFL, goes on elsewhere, becomes a journeyman. No, like, that guy can't start for NFL football teams. And then the other guy that he got that was also a first-round pick has now gone on to two other teams where he's also been realized, oh, yeah, also not a legitimate NFL quarterback in Justin Fields. So I think he had as much success as you could have possibly asked for in a franchise that hasn't had a whole lot of success over the last 15 years or so in the NFL. I think he's a fine candidate. Inspiring? No, I wouldn't go that far. But there are very few inspiring candidates available this offseason. So if the Titans, for example, hire Matt Nagy, I think they could have made a hell of a lot worse of a hire.
Yeah, I would be very disappointed if my team hired Matt Nagy to be their head coach, but that's why I wanted to have you on. I guess let's start with this. You said that you don't think he was a good fit in Kansas City. If you had to explain it to somebody, why do you think that Matt Nagy didn't work as the OC in Kansas City?
I think the Chiefs in this moment in time are in a spot where the NFL has adjusted to their style of play. I think this happens a lot of the time. You see the best team in the NFL, they're the rabbit, everybody else is chasing them down. And so the league adjusts and they say, we need to build our defense, for example, in this scenario, to be able to stop that team. And teams have done that. They have adjusted schematically to what the Chiefs are doing. And you see the two high and all these different things. We've talked about it for about 5 years now. The Chiefs don't seem to have the answers to that. And part of that is on Andy Reid. And part of that is on Matt Nagy. And I think it's because they think too similarly. When you put two guys with the same ideas into that staff and they are the, like, primary offensive game deciders, like they decide what the game plan is going to be, I think that you have too few answers for what defenses are presenting them. I think they need an influx of new ideas. I think you see this with any line of work, C-Dot. When you're with the same people, you're around the same people every day for too long, things can become stagnant. I would say the same thing's true in our industry. Like, if you work with the same person every single day for a decade, and you guys are just coming up with the same segment ideas, like, over time, it gets a little stale and you get repetitive. So I think that's where the Chiefs have run into, is they just have too many of the same ideas and they need new guys to come in and help them.
Who were some of the candidates that you would possibly throw out there? Because we were talking about Cliff Kingsbury yesterday. He's 46 years old. He obviously has a great relationship with Patrick Mahomes, where we know this. If you are high enough up in your company, you get to make suggestions to the big boss on who you want to work with. You would have to think that Patrick Mahomes is at least going to put in a good word for Cliff Kingsbury, where he at least at a minimum gets an interview. That's one name that's potentially out there. Who is somebody else? Who are some other ideas you would have at OC for Kansas City?
Yeah, let me start with Cliff. I find him to be really interesting. It kind of brings up almost like a new discussion point in the offseason, because Cliff at times has actually had a pretty successful running game. He just doesn't do it a lot. And I think that becomes a conversation for Chiefs fans of what do you actually want out of your running game? Are we arguing this offseason that the Chiefs need to run more, or do they need to be more effective when they run? Because if the argument is they just need to be more effective when they do it, well, Cliff could be a perfect candidate for that. He could bring in some new ideas, and he changes the way that you run the offense to some level of degree. We know Andy's not going to completely overhaul the offense completely. It's still Andy Reid. But I do find him to be an interesting candidate. Other than that, though, man, like if you just want an influx of new ideas, I think you pull from the teams that are having the success. Like Davis Webb is the, I think, quarterback's coach right now with the Broncos. Sean Payton's one of the best coaches in the NFL. Go pull from that tree. If you want somebody from the Rams coaching tree, Nathan Shielhouse, Kansas City native. I remember growing up watching him as the quarterback at Rockhurst. Like, bring him home. Have him be, I think he's a passing game coordinator with the Rams. Bring him in. Allow him to be your next offensive coordinator. But just pulling from those trees, the offenses that are having success, the McVay, the Shanahan, the Liam Cohen, like that tree right now, that's the one that's having the most amount of success. Whoever the name is, I think you just interview a bunch of candidates from those teams and see what you can get.
Right now, we're talking to BK here for a couple of more minutes going through. He and I were having a, I wouldn't call it a spirited conversation. We were having a slight disagreement about Matt Nagy, so I wanted to bring it to you guys on the air. Let's say that tomorrow, and I know it's not going to happen tomorrow, but let's say that the Chiefs announce a one-year, $12.5 million deal for Travis Kelce. Are you for it or against it?
For it. Absolutely for it. What's the downside, really? He's still a good tight end. Like, C-Dot, whenever you get a chance, go look up the receivers in the NFL this year that made $12 million, right? Like, I think Tutu Atwell got like a $10 million deal. I think Deami Brown got somewhere around there as well. So if you're telling me, like, would you rather have the equivalent this offseason to whoever the free agent is this year that's your version of Tutu Atwell or Deami Brown, or you can bring back Travis Kelce, what would you rather have? I would just rather have Travis Kelce. I think he sets a floor for your offense. He's not what he once was, but he's still a good player. He still brings leadership in the room. Travis Kelce was like the 100th biggest problem with this team this year. Bringing him back on a $12 million deal, I would be 100% in favor of it.
That's interesting you say that, because I wasn't thinking in going wide receiver three. I was thinking if you were telling me that you can get Breece Hall for $12 million or Travis Kelce, I'd rather them go get Breece Hall.
Sure, do both. Like, I don't think you are limited to that degree. I think if you go get the running back in free agency, you can now just plan on taking a defensive end in the first round, and now you don't have to get that in free agency, which, by the way, I don't think is necessarily realistic anyways. It's not a particularly exciting defensive end class, so that's the way that I would go about it. I would absolutely go sign one of the running backs available. It's a great offseason to sign a free agent running back. I don't think you have to be limited for one versus the other.
What's your New Year's resolution?
In general, just like try to prioritize the right thing, spend less time on my phone, all of the classic things that people do that have kids that decide they need to reset their lives.
So you don't have one. That's what you just told us. You don't have one. That's what it was. You know what, I want to spend more quality time with my wife. Well, you don't have a New Year's resolution then. That is our guy BK from ESPN 101 and STL joining us in the show. BK, I appreciate you, man. Happy New Year.
Take it easy. By the way, keep standing up for a rush in the court. It's the best thing.
Absolutely. Thank you, BK. Run on the floor. We can't do that. It cheapens the game. Run on the floor. That's what I want you to do. We need more court storm, more field storm, and that's what makes college sports cool. We got Joshua Briscoe joining us in 20 minutes. Keep it locked in. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for K-State Athletics. 96.5, The Fan.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress, Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to be joined by Joshua Briscoe. This is the last week for all of our normal football guests. We'll kind of take a break from some of the football guests, and they'll pop back up once we get closer to the combine and off-season stuff. But, you know, the football season is over for the Chiefs, so we just kind of have one more week of these guests. I want to play this audio for you guys. I'm imagining this is going to come up with our dear friend Joshua Briscoe. This is Travis Kelce. He was on the New Heights podcast, and he was talking to his brother about what his future could potentially look like.
Trav, you want to tell us all of your personal endeavors?
Yeah, every season ends for me. I put my feet up and I just be a human.
Yeah.
Just being a regular human for a couple weeks, maybe a month or so, and trying to figure out what I'm going to do next in terms of my future in football. You know, I've talked to a few people in the facility already, you know, having the exit meetings and everything, and they know where I stand, at least right now. And there's a lot of love for the game. That's still there. And I don't think I'll ever lose that. It's a tough thing to navigate. But at the same time, if my body can heal up and rest up, and I can feel confident that I can go out there and give it another 18, 20, 21 week run, I think I would do it in a heartbeat. So I think right now it's just finding that answer and seeing how the body feels after this game and kind of when it all settles down.
I'm confused. So you're not already coming back? Chris Jones has said that you're coming back. I thought this was already...
Nice. That's why we love Chris. He's very optimistic.
I would say that we are about to enter a holding pattern with Travis Kelce for probably the rest of the NFL playoffs. I don't think this is going to be some daily update back and forth. Where do you think he's potentially going? I think today is maybe the last day to have some of these conversations, and then we'll pick these conversations up, I think, around the combine. the combine is sort of the unofficial start of the new year. This is when a lot of free agent deals start to get done. There is not a surprise to me, and it shouldn't be to you guys, like when the legal tampering period happens, there's no need for it. A lot of these deals are done. Everybody is at the combine. Every general manager is there. Every agent is there. So these are not only the agents for the clients who are about to enter the NFL draft, they're also the clients for guys who are already in the league and looking for deals. It is an NFL convention, so deals are getting done. So if you are the Chiefs, I think it's in your best interest to know exactly, hey, what are we doing here? How much money do we have? How much money do we not have? What's our salary cap looking like? Like, Travis Kelce is a free agent, and you are having to now negotiate a free agent contract with him to determine if he is going to come back or not. So I think we're in a little bit of a holding pattern. I don't expect any news to happen between now and the Super Bowl. And when the Super Bowl is over and we completely turn the page and we start asking some of those offseason questions, obviously one of them is going to be, what's the future of Travis Kelce and what is he going to decide to do? So, Rob, we did a little bit of this yesterday, but I want to play the audio for you today in case you missed it. So, Rob, this is our first story, our first People's Court story of the year in 2026. Now, I have no clue if this story is true or not. I'm not hearing the fact-finding. I don't care that much about it. But I want to play this for you because at least on my algorithm in my America, this has taken over for the first 7 days of 2026. Listen to this story.
One of my friends is plus size, and they tell her that she has to pay $300 at the door. We all thought we were going to have an expense-free night, so no one wanted to pay for the $300 entry fee. We spent over 2 hours trying to figure out if we're going to split it, can she put on her credit card, whether we're just going to leave, go to another club, like literally just doing everything. And we spent over 2 hours plotting and planning and strategizing. Finally, we're 10 minutes before New Year's Eve, and I personally did not want to spend my New Year's Eve sitting on the curb. So I asked my friend, would you be willing for us to pay for your Uber to go back home so you can watch the ball drop, watch fireworks, and be safe so that way we can at least go into the club before midnight? She turned to me and says, I'll get in that Uber, but once I do, we are not friends anymore.
All right. We're here now. We got 5 minutes until we get back to very serious things. Let's hash this out. Do you believe this story happened, Rob? Or do you think this is a social media clout chase interesting scenario? Because I have so many questions. You're telling me a group of women stood outside the club for 2 hours deciding on what you want to do, and the only thing that was the barrier was the money? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. If we all came here together and that one of your suggestions is, why don't you go home? I'm doing more than just going home. We're getting in a physical altercation because of this. I'm fighting one of you girls. 100% right here in the street. We're getting into a physical altercation. I have so many questions about this thing. We only got 4 minutes, Rob, to talk about this thing. Now that you have heard the story, they go to the club. It's a group of girls. They think it's going to be free. They find out that girl, a little heavier, the club was about to charge her to get into the club. They're sitting outside debating on what they want to do. What's your verdict? What do you think?
I don't for a minute believe this is real. That's my official stance. I watched the TikTok. The woman says she had everything hooked up for free. It was her and three friends. They were going to go to the club together. They then said, hey, plus size woman, I'm sorry. I don't think, by the way, that part of the story is odd to me too. Are clubs charging extra for larger people? I don't know that's a thing. Yes. It might be. I don't know. I don't think it is, but whatever. Moving past that. Now, four adult women are outside the club and they are pontificating on this
pontificating
for 2 hours. And then she says it's 11:50 and we make our decision. You waited till 11:50 to make the decision?
Hey, the ball about to drop.
And then, hey, we're sending you home so you can watch it on TV. How close was home? You were a 10-minute Uber from home the whole time? Also, I don't want to speak bad about anyone's finances. Four grown adult women can't pool together $300. It was probably going to cost $300 if you went out regular that night.
So, I mean, if everybody's willing to pay, it would have been $75 a person.
Yeah, none of this
story. $75 a person.
Hey,
hold on, though. This is the thing. And this is the thing.
For 2 hours, can about we, $75. All right,
Rob, can we speak honestly here? It does not surprise me that four broke girls went out for New Year's Eve. It is not. That part does not surprise me in the least bit. We think we're cute. We think the club is going to accommodate us and do everything for us. Now, if we really want to be shallow and vain, which the club is, we know you saw in the movie Knocked Up. In the movie Knocked Up, that's real. Are you cute enough to get in here? They're going to judge you to get in the club.
That's fair. That happens. They don't charge you. They don't charge you. Like,
if they made homegirl wait in line in the movie Knocked Up.
They did. They didn't charge
doorman.
What did it, you? I don't know what the cost was in the movie. I don't think it was, hey, it's $300 to get in, to get in line and pay $300.
It was a New Year's Eve.
That number just sounds, it sounds made up to me.
It wasn't New Year's Eve.
And again, it does not surprise me that broke people took the hookup. Like, there have been times I've gone to places that are way nicer than my paycheck because the hookup has existed.
I don't want to hang out with no girls that ain't got $75. I don't want to hang out with you.
An Uber in Miami is probably costing near $75. At midnight, in surge pricing, in a club area, you're paying $75 to send her home. Pay $75 to get her in.
And Rob, you know what? I'll even show you a picture of the girl in question that we're talking about. The girl in question, she was cool to me. I'll show you a picture of the gal. The gal, you know how it is on social media. One person says something, now the other person now has to respond, and now I'm in this eco cycle now of the video and people's opinion on the video. I don't care if it's real or fake. It's got me hooked. I wanted to hear the other girl's side of the story. I wanted to hear what she had to say. I would have fought. I'm serious. I would have fought these other girls.
I want to know.
Something also tells me that the girl that they kicked out, she's the one that probably had the car or had just more money or something. Like, the whole thing is so odd to me. Everything about it's odd.
The part that doesn't add up the most to me is when we found out we had to pay for our friend to get in, we talked about it for 2 hours. This conversation.
Bro, you know what they were trying to get somebody to Cash App.
Maybe if you were pre-gaming and alcohol's involved, a regular conversation goes from 20 minutes to 40. I get that. It took 2 hours to figure out how we're going to get in. The answer is simple. Pool together $300. Also, leave. Like, I don't believe the story. I don't believe it.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know. We had a little bit of free time. I promise you we're going to get back to very serious Chiefs things. Briscoe's going to join us in studio. We'll talk about what went wrong. We'll talk about Kelsey. We'll talk about Nagy. We'll read some of your texts. We'll take some phone calls. Why don't we hang out with Joshua Briscoe to kick off the new year? Keep it right here, Sadraf.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,